Chapter 49. Franco Doyle was getting royally sick of bloody motorbikes. Every one of Tommy's plans seemed to involve them in one way or another. The two bikes had come herring down Crossan Road in the opposite direction to the fleeing coppers, and then stopped outside the pub. Franco took the helmet he was offered and hopped on the back of one of the bikes, as Tommy did the same on the other. They then hung on for dear life as the bikes took off. They sped past the bottom of Crossan Road, and up ahead he saw the bike with Tommy on the back drive through the 4-foot wall of flames caused by the dropped Molotov. Franco was grateful that his rider felt less of a need to showboat, instead easing off the speed slightly and going around. Franco caught a brief glimpse of Deirdre Duffy's young fella, all of 14, crying his eyes out as others looked down at his scorched legs. There'd be hell to pay over that. They raced down one of the laneways off Crossan Road, then took a left and a right, before skipping down another laneway, and coming out on a green in the Parnell Heights estate opposite. Tommy's bike stopped and he dismounted, pulling off his helmet. He seemed to be breathing funny. The rider of his bike took off his helmet, revealing himself to be Mick Kitchener. Tommy knew his dad.
"Wahoo!" yelled Mick. "That was a fucking rush, man!"
Tommy then slammed his helmet into Mick's face. The kid collapsed off the bike, his hands held to his shattered nose and bloodied mouth, a look of terrified incomprehension in his eyes.
"What the fuck?"
said the other rider, who Franco suddenly realized was a bird. Through all the leather, he'd not noticed. He didn't recognize her at all.
"What the hell did you do that for?"
she said.
"Are you questioning me?"
Franco managed to get himself between Tommy and the girl as he surged towards her.
She's not. Relax, Tommy.
Tommy's eyes were wild in a way Franco hadn't seen before. If he didn't know better, he would have thought he was on something. A demented smile seemed to be frozen upon his face. His breaths were short and fast, like a greyhound after a race.
"You okay, Tommy?"
Tommy took a moment, and then pushed Franco away.
"I'm fine. I just don't like unnecessary risk."
He turned and walked a few paces.
"Franco, a word."
Franco dutifully followed him, glancing back to see the girl helping Kitchener up as he spat out a couple of teeth. Tommy turned to look at Franco, the wild fire now gone from his eyes.
"You're clear on the plan?"
Franco nodded.
"And you remember the location?"
Franco nodded again.
"Okay, then."
"Is O'Donnell going to meet us there?"
Tommy stopped and looked down at the ground for a moment.
"John's dead."
"What?"
Tommy shrugged.
"Skinner contacted me yesterday. Said he wasn't getting any better, and the wound had become infected. He dealt with it."
"Jesus."
"Problem?"
Franco looked at Tommy's face, back to its normal emotionless veneer.
"No, it's just... Are you okay?"
"Why wouldn't I be?"
"You were... you know..."
Franco stopped talking. After a moment, Tommy nodded, walked over to Kitchener's bike and got on. Kitchener tried to speak, but showing admirable survival instincts, the girl pulled him away before he could say anything. Tommy kicked the bike into life.
"She'll take you wherever you need to go."
Franco nodded, and Tommy rode off towards the main road.
"What the hell is his bleeding problem?"
said the girl. Franco watched him ride away.
"You don't want to know."